We didn't finish it. We finished the parak. We started the new parak. Okay. We were talking about what kind of inuim one has to do. We said it has to be inuim avedas nefesh. That was the top, which is vayan chavayar and vayan chavayar viveko, which is bekitzer that you have to fast. Now we're up to the fifth line down. Why there's six inuim on Yom Kippur, which are rechitza, achila, shesia, rechitza, sika, nilas asal, non tash mishamita. So it says more. Why? Can I get shisha nuim amurim beparsha? Because it says six times afflict yourself in the parsha. It says more. Whoa. V'aleisun el chamish, only five. It says five times afflict yourself. All right. Then chumah ve'echod musaf berechitza. Then in Parshas Pinchas, which is the Musafim, it says another one, and that corresponds to Rechitza, to washing oneself.
Interesting that they assume it's Rechitza versus
Sicha
or something.
Oh yeah, it is interesting that they dafka pick Rechitza. I don't know why,
that specifically.
Rechitza to me is. You'd expect the first one to be.
Yeah, the lightest one is actually Sicha, so I'm not sure why they picked Rechitza. I don't know. You're right.
I can give you a svara, just off the top of my head. Because in Achrei Mos, in Vayikra, the Kohen is washing his hand, washing himself left and right. So there in Vayikra, it sounds like it's mutter to wash yourself. So when we can learn it out from somewhere else, because Kohen Gadol is going to mikveh, is washing his hands and face, maybe his hands and feet, maybe. As Yerbacham Yitzchak Chena B'Shem Hashem Levi said, the tainis tibor markets pon of yodav a raglu k'darik on a tainis. You're allowed to wash your hands and face and your legs normally. B'tishba markets yodav, you can wash your hands u'mavir al ponav and put them on your face, because tishba is not so severe. B'yom Kippur you're not even allowed to do that. Markets yodav. Wash your hands and mappa, then dry them off, and only then upon him can you pass the towel on your face, which is even less because of the inui aspect. Rabiona Tori Martuta, Rabiona used to moisten towels, beautifully tuta cotton, and put them underneath a barrel so they retain some moisture, and then wipe himself on them with Yom Kippur. I wipe himself, you know, and it could be used to serve Yom Kippur. Ask for Vatani, well, I don't understand how can you allow some Tani Sibur? Vatani, aim at Tishba of the Tani Sibur. The only difference between Tishba and Tani Sibur is Ella Isra Malacha. It's only Isra Malacha Makum Shinagu. In other words, anywhere else, anything else is exactly the same. Isra Malacha is the difference between Tishba and Tani Sibur. Everything else is exactly the same. Now, we're not talking about our Tani Sibur. We're talking about the good old classic Tani Sibur which they had in times when they lacked rain. So then, it should be also whatever parameters of prohibition apply to Tishba should apply to a regular Tani Sibur. The Gemara doesn't give an answer. However, if one is going to his Rebbe, even on Yom Kippur, Etobito, to visit his daughter, he passes through a sea, over Nor, or through a river, ain't no chayish shiron to be concerned, because that's not considered to be washing oneself. That's okay. Nitful ragla, tanful ragla, if your legs get dirty, might be a mind, we conduct the mortar, ain't no chayish, that's okay. Holy Rabbi Ba, paskin kehain tanyo, like this Talmud Brice, which you just learned. Holy Rabbi Yaakov, taught, the bombing there, somebody comes from the way, but you ragla of chaos, they're not dirty, but they're tired. Chaos means dull. Hakei is Shinov.
Oh, so I think it's like yellowish. No?
That's with a kaf. Keha means darkened. With a kaf, hey. Vayu aglov keosola, shemut achis of mine, this is like, you know, like water to massage. Time learned, avel menuda shelcha mederech, a person who's in avelos or a person who's in nidu is not allowed to wear shoes, but they're walking. Dull, blunt.
Yeah, and this also, his legs are dull.
Tani avel menuda shayol malchim b'der. If you have a person who's in avelus or in cherem and he's walking down the street, mutarim nilas asan, they're allowed to put on a sandal. Shiavol leir, but when they come to the city, achlutz, you have to take them off. Chaim b'tishbav, so to b'tishbav, chaim b'tishbav, the same thing. Uvesikha. Let's talk about now anointing with oils. It's like what she said, B'Shabbos, on Shabbos, B'Shabbos, 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 any type of anointing with oils is permissible. B'yom Kippurim, ben sichah she'ishal tanuk, ben sichah she'en shel tanuk, any type of sichah, whether it's for pleasure or not, is also. With this, we draw a distinction. Sichah she'ishal tanuk, if it's for pleasure, also is forbidden. She'en shel tanuk mutter. If it's not a pleasure, it's mutter. V'atani, now this v'har I think is superfluous. I didn't see anybody take it out explicitly, but I'm taking it out. Tani, we learned. Shavu sichah l'shtia is the equation to be made between anointing and drinking. In terms of what? In terms of iser. Now this talking about for truma, you're not allowed to ozor, may not use the oil of truma. It's forbidden, and tashmi has to pay. Avalonish, but it doesn't get the same punishment. Okay, so in other words, but if you ingest, the zor eats truma oil, he gets kores, right? If he does sicha with truma oil, he doesn't get kores. It's misa b'dei shamayim actually, but he doesn't get misa b'dei shamayim. B'yom Kippurim, that's by a truma. B'yom Kippurim le'isser, by Yom Kippur, it's also to anoint with oils. But I have a little lunch, but you don't get punished for having done it. There was no curries for it. Ask the Gemara about time. Did we learn Lo'yichalu lovis asach v'sar shoyse? It doesn't say Lo'yichalu, do not defile the truma. And we say it means do not anoint it, do not drink it. So we say drinking and anointing are the same. Amelchon l'iskan sachar, it said take out anointing. Anointing is not an issur d'oraisa. Om Rabbi Avrami, Rabbi Rami said, Leis kan tzach, leis kan shoyse. If you're going to take out the prohibition on anointing, you have to take out the prohibition on drinking also. Why? Because the low cane, if that's not the case, dover shubomish neish lavin, something which comes to two lavin mitzdarif, or it's going to join together. What he means to say, although he doesn't make it clear, is that we know that if a zor say, eats half a kazayas of truma and drinks, I think, half a revius of truma, it joins together. So if that can only work if the source for not eating and drinking is the same pasuk. But if not drinking is learned from this pasuk of lo yichalulu, so that's a different pasuk, you can't mix and match the prohibition of drinking with eating, right? So he says you gotta take out drinking of this pasuk. You have to say lo yichalulu, he means, yeah, it means something else. Just don't, generically, don't defame, derogate truma. Minayin truma chuvur basay. How many know there's a deraisa at least to the mitzvah says say to use truma oil only for a kohen and not for a zor. On Rabbi Elishem, Rabbi Sami, Ulona Santi Umenu Lemes. It says when you bring up Meister Sheni oil to Shalim, well, when you bring up Meister Sheni every 3 years and you say, you know, I've used my Meister Sheni properly, so it says you got to say Ulona Santi Umenu Lemes. I didn't give any of my Meister Sheni to a dead person. Right? So what does it mean, didn't give it to a dead person? Monica, what are you talking about? In lovey law, I don't talk, it means that you didn't use your Meister Sheni might to buy him a coffin or buy him shrouds. Then, l'chai l'asr, that's using Meister Sheni money for a non-edible purpose, that's also even for the purpose of a live person. Koshke, the mace, is certainly also to do for a dead person. So let's say what you can't do specifically for a mace. Beza dov shemut l'chai v'asr l'mace. So, which is permissible for a live person and forbidden for a dead person, and you say, L'nosati melmeis, heavy omer sisicho, that's anointing with oils. So you see, they're not supposed to anoint with oils the Meister Sheni, not supposed to anoint a dead person with Meister Sheni oil, right? The live person could. So from this, we infer that also by truma, there's a mitzvah, so I say, for a kohen to use the oil properly, which is either eating it or being sachet, but a zor who does not, a zor who uses the truma oil, even in the way of sicha, is transgressing the mitzvah saseh. So the mitzvah saseh says that the kohen should get usage out of it, right? And a live Kohen can, as we just proved. It's only a dead person can't get usage, but a live person can. So the Mitzvah says that a Kohen should use it and not a not a Zor. Okay? V'nilas HaSandal. V'nilas HaSandal is forbidden as well. Time in learn called El Shomer Osir V'nilas HaSandal. Everybody's forbidden to do V'nilas HaSandal. Yotza L'derech. If he goes on the way, Noel, he can put on shoes. He gets a crack when he gets the city chalitz and takes it off. Chaim ba'other, that's true. Person that has avelus chaim nuda or in chayim. Is tiny tiny those who said yitzu bam pali be where you wear your socks and you'll keep them. Is tiny tiny so those say any team you can. Or chitz the mind of our yitzu says you can wear your socks bam pali shall beg it. It's a socks made out of fabric. That's okay. It's the mind of our annual team bam pali or that's leather socks, and that's not okay. He went in on the eve of Yom Kippur, well actually Yom Kippur at night. Lover Sulisa is wearing there's various interpretations of what Sulisa is, but I think that the closest shot is probably that of the Oroch here, that it's like a shoe with no heel. It has a sole but no heel, so then it's, the sole itself I guess is very thin, so it's not a real shoe, right? It's like two slips of leather in which you stick your foot. Kind of like a slipper, something like that. So in any event, so Amar Lacey said, Maude, what's this? Why are you letting leather? Amar Lacey said, Is Nisano, I am a sensitive kind of guy. He went to Rabbi Shimon Levi, the Yiv of Tainis. Novel Gabi, so he came out with Lover Salisa wearing one of these slippers. Amalei said, what's this? Amalei Salisa, he said, I'm sensitive. Rabbi Samai Chamuna Nafikule Taniso, Rabbi Samai, they saw him going out on the Evitized Lover Salisa wearing one of these slippers. Chatam Rabbi Mona, well, one of the students of Rabbi Mona, Hore Paskin Chamikuvi Dinashia, to one of his wife's relatives, Malbishli, so that he could put on one of these shoes on a tinus as well. On Malay, so he said, Minado, from where did you get this? Minhada, from where did you get this? On Malay, so he said, Mishubalevi, I got from Shubalevi. He used to wear Sulisa. On Malay, so he said to him, no, Mishubalevi is different. Mishubalevi, Eastern Isaba, he was a sensitive kind of guy.
One of those regular
tiny seawars
you weren't
allowed? One of the rain tiny seawars, sure. Okay, not ours, but theirs. Tasha Mita. Now we're about to have Tasha Shamita. So it's an interesting thing. Asa Chamei, it's a fascinating word. Look, come see. Berchitza Lasser. Now to watch. Tasha Shamita Lo Koshkein. Now to watch. Of course, now to Tasha Shamita, because you can't go to the mikveh afterwards. And they hold the Tvila Sezra. They hold you have to go to the mikveh after Tasha Shamita. So it says, what? Departed Markham Shane Tevlim. Perhaps they have a place where they're not Markham on Tvila Sezra. Okurim Sheik Kin Ezra Latvia Tvila Labalikarium before Ezra made Takona, that a Balkari has to go to the mikvah. Rabbi Yaakov, Rachum, Rabbi Yazim, Shem, Rabbi Shem, Levi said, and carry Elamit Tashmi Shamita. Carry doesn't come except from Tashmi Shamita. Now, what he means is that Lachic status of Balkari. Interesting thing, Yel Tvila's Ezra is only required if you actually had Tashmish, not if you just had an emission. Which is an interesting concept. I don't remember that. I don't remember from Brachas, but, what?
That's different.
Yeah. Ravuna says, no. Afilu ra'at moneas tochalom. It seemed he saw himself engaged in some sexual type behavior in a dream, and when he woke up, you had an emission. Have a boy, Mema, there's someone to say, uvav me'isha. It's, you're engaged in behavior in your dream with a woman. Because that's akin to Tashmi Shamita. No, even if you dream, you have an emission for some other reason, you're still chayav to go to the mikvah. Okay? What's Ninon? Ask the Gemara. Well, William, we learned Yom Kippur, Mosabachil, Vashir, Vilchitz, of Sika, Vilasasan, Tashmi Shamita. Now to do any of these six things. The dialogue we learn concerning this, Bali Kari and Toivlin Kadakum Bitsina Biyama Kipurim. Says Bali Kari can go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur in private, we don't pass that way, but there is such a shita. So Leiv said that pleader Rabbi Shimon Levi doesn't like that argument. Rabbi Shimon Levi, Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar ain't carry elamitashi shamita. Rabbi Shimon Levi says no carry servitashi shamita. That it says here we have a concept about carry. You ask on the mikra on Yom Kippur. Obviously, you didn't have tashmish amita, so it must be that you, even regular carry without tashmish requires you to go to the mikra. Says Umar Pasalot, so he'll explain the Bishishimish mitos mipod yom. So about a case where he had tashmish from before Yom Kippur began, Bishachav lo taval, and he forgot he didn't go to the mikvah, then he can go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. Says Umar, no, can't be, for a tiny deal we learn. Mais Rabbi Yosef Chalavdas, Mais Rabbi Yosef Chalavdas, Shurgo, so Toyo Batsina Biyom Kippurim. They saw him going to the mikvah in private on Yom Kippur. Isloch lemeimer, but also guf kadosh b'shocheach. You say about that holy body that he had tashmish before Yom Kippur, and then he forgot to go to the mikvah, and that's what's going on Yom Kippur. Obviously not. He would never forget. So it must be that a person becomes a balkari on Yom Kippur even without tashmish amita. He also has to go to the mikvah. Okay, says the Gemara. Period. Hamelech, it said in the Mishnah, a king can wash his face on Yom Kippur. Hamelech, because shame, because the pasuk Melech be yofio techzeno einecha, a king should be seen in his beauty. Hakala, she can wash her hands and her face midei eva, so her husband does not hate her, her new husband. After a few months of marriage, it doesn't help. He's going to hate her anyway. But at least the first month, so he should maintain some sort of romance. Hakaya. A woman who gives birth can put on her shoes. David Rabbi Lezer, according to Rabbi Lezer. I'm inside a memory of sofa. It seems that Rabbi Lezer only argues by the end, by this case of the Nila Sasandal, but Ashkar Tari Akula, that he argues on everything else on Melech Chaya. On Melech and Kala, he says that's not a legitimate reason to allow washing faces. Only a Chaya has the right to. The only thing which is legitimate is a Chaya to wear a sandal, and no other reason is legitimate to break the Nuyim of Yom Kippur, even though it's Rabbana. Halachah Yom Kippurim, some Yitzha on Yom Kippur can conserve the size of a thick, juicy date. Kamoa Kunaisa, its size, including its pit. Vashoyzim Lugam Sunny drinks a cheekful chayev. It's chayev for transgressing Yom Kippur. Kol ochim mitzdarfin lekoseves. All food joins together to make up the shear of a koseves. Kol mashkim and all beverages mitzdarfin lekomali lugmav. They join together to make a mali lugmav. V'och och of the shos. If you eat and drink, however, aim mitzdarfin, those two things don't join together. Rabbi Yosef says zosa meris. Our Mishnah mentions that it's the size of a date, a juicy date, which is with its pit. But dates have air spaces in them. When they're dried, they don't. But when they're fresh, they have air spaces in them between the pit and the flesh. So what's the status of that air space? The status of Gemara. Rabbi Yosef says that it's only mentioned the size of the date with its pit. Zosamer Shitzar Chlamayach tells us that you have to crush the date to take out the airspace. Okay? Shitzar Chlamayach is called, you have to crush out the airspace. To locate, if not, that was not the fact. Nisne, it should say in the Mishnah, Kamoa, the size of date, Kigalanisa, and its pit, and Mechalala, its space inside as well. Tan Shimon Lazar learned, because Koseves the Meris, we're talking about a certain type of date called a Koseves the Meris. Time Melo Lukmov. Now, there are many different Gersols here. I like Besser Shari Torah Seretz Yisrael. He says that the Gerser should be Mole Lugmo. Now, Lugmov is like this. Right. Mole Lugmo is one. So, which one is it? So says the Gemara, Mao Pligi, does he argue that Mishnah? Says Gemara, Molo Lugmav, Shunaz Lugma Achas. No, Molo Lugmav, even our Mishnah means what goes into one cheekful, not two cheekfuls. Previous. A time Shem Beishamai, Mola Lugmav, previous Mola Lugmav of let's skip. No. Tasha Bishai Mola Lugmav previous. That's the sheer Mola Lugmav of previous. You have to drink. Rabbi Chia Bar Ada Boy. What? No, it's half reviews. It's half reviews. Dain Shem Hashem Vishalay Mole Lugma Birvis. It's.
I think getting this one. I think I was supposed to change the gear, so 1 second.
Yeah. Mole Lugma of both. That's what it means to say. Time Mole Lugma of both, that's reviews. And one Mole Lugmo. It's a half reviews, right? According to Beis Hillel, one mole lugmo is enough. We're going to make it chayv and okay. According to Beis Hillel, you need both. So it's a kula Beis Hillel, kula Beis Hillel. Why is not mentioned less than Masech the Meduyos? So it says, Mar Malevi, it says, because sometimes you need logmo she ben avtiach. Because of the cheekful ben avtiach, she machzik yosem reviews, which held more than reviews. So actually, Beisham is not always a cool, it could be a chumrah. Beisham still is not always a cooler, it could be a chumrah, it could be a cooler. But still says Mole Lugma, right? So we understand Mole Lugma is a chumrah, right? In this weird case, Beisil's Machmer, because Mole Lugma is less revised, because revised is two Mole Lugma. Says more, no, because Beisil could be taught, but it's taught about a case of a person who had a big mouth. So Mole Lugmo is bigger than a regular revius. Okay? Now, the important thing today for a sugi is that there's a basic distinction between food and beverage on Yom Kippur. The food has an absolute shear, kosevis agasa, no matter how large you are. The drink is Mole Lugmo. And that means depends how big or how small you are. Because obviously your Mole Logan will change as well. Now, I don't know if we actually pass in that way, but that sort of comes out that that's the difference. Okay? If you ate and drank in one period of forgetfulness, you'll have one chatos, because they're similar averos. It's a little slightly more than an ounce. A little bit larger than a kazais. If you eat, ate, and drank the same shot, if you ate, drank, and did a melacha, if you drank food which is not suitable, or you drank beverage is not suitable, if you drink fish brine or muris is some other kind of brine which is actually not suitable to eat, apart in all those cases, you're exempt. You're exempt from transgressing Yom Kippur because it's not true achila. What muyas? It's curdled milk with bread in it. Tinokas emanim from Yom Kippurim. Young children, we don't make the torch from Yom Kippur. I'm a chanchin on somebody, but educate them. Kodem shonim, kodem shtayim, a year or two before the barabas mitzvah. They should she regular mitzvahs, nor they should be accustomed before the mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Lama shesiyah b'chal achil, v'na achil b'chal shesiyah. Why is drinking included in eating and not eating in drinking? Says Mar Minayin Shoshtati B'Chal Luchil. What's the premise of your question? I know that drinking is included in eating. Rabbi Yonah Shama Minador. Rabbi Yonah heard it from here because it says, Akedah Marti Lubnei Yisrael. I said to the Jews, Kol Nevesh Mikem Lo Sochal Dom. Don't eat blood. Blood is a liquid. Don't eat it. Means that you can call ingesting beverages eating. Marakim, what are we talking about? Maybe you're talking about Batam Shikorash. Maybe you're talking about congealed blood. And therefore you eat it. You don't drink it. It's congealed already. Says the Gemara, it can't be. Hotani dam shakash. It says blood which congealed. Ain't a lo'ocha v'lamashka. It's not achila nor shasiya. It's not, you know, it's not food nor is it beverage. And here we're saying that, that it's considered to be, a beverage which or food, which is all forbade, right? So it can't be done like a Jew blood because that's like rocks and sticks and stones. It's not forbidden. Says the Gemara. We're talking about the blood as is, liquid. Calls its consumption achila. So see, Shasi is included in achila. That's more. Didn't we learn about tiny imchos of chelav gemoyo? If you solidify fat, and you swallow it. If you solidify blood and eat it, if you have a gazayas in the blood, right, then you're liable for having consumed it.
Are you chayav again?
What? No, even if it is coagulated, it's still chayav because of blood. We just said before it's considered to be dam shekarish is not blood. It's not ochel mashke, right? How can you say it's here chai for eating it, right? Ma'ala Rabbi Yonah says more interesting distinction. Eno ochel l'tamei tumas ochlim. It's not food vis-a-vis tumas ochlim that should receive or transmit tuma. Lo mashke l'tamo b'tumas mashke, nor is the beverage become tamei because of tumas which befalls a beverage. However, what? No. I mean, it's not a... well, maybe that's what it means. Because what's the difference between Tumas Mashka and Tumas Ochel? Not that difference. I don't know. In Ochel, Tamu Tumas Ochel. In Mashka, Tamu Tumas Mashka. Yeah, I don't know. There's no such thing as Tumas Mashka, so it's really Tumas Ochel.
Okay, so we see quite clearly that blood, you transgress even though it's congealed. So it says, Marachaz Rabbi Yehon, Shem Elam Min Adah. So Rabbi Yehon learned from here. Nosata b'kesev b'chol sherat kesev chol sher tenat tav and nafshcha. It says, when you bring money up to Shulam, buy with it whatever your heart desires. It says, Gemara, Mana Kayomi. What are we talking about? Im b'to, im tam yayin l'tocha tav shil. If we're talking about... I forgot to throw in the end of the pasuk, which is important. The Kermit brings it down. It says, and it says, the end of the pasuk, it says, cattle, sheep, wine, and beer, v'chalta shom. A sheet there, so we see that consuming wine is considered to be achila. That's what it's talking about. Manakeh, what it's about, in between time, yayin, tocha, tafshu, we're talking about where you put wine inside your cooked dish. It tastes bad. So wine doesn't improve dishes, it ruins them. What are you talking about? As is. In other words, you didn't mix it together. Right? You didn't mix it together yet into the food, right? Because that would make the food taste bad. Rather, it's wine saying by itself and says, do not eat it without proper authorization. Rabbanan Gezorin Amri, Rabbanan Gezorin said, Tipater pi'ilin urznaya v'gamra maya. That we're talking about, it could be that the pasuk is telling us that you're allowed to buy wine and beer and consider about achila because it's talking about where you apply them to cooking a dish of mushrooms. And beer and mushrooms go together very well. So since beer and mushrooms go together very well, so therefore maybe the consumption of the beer or wine actually. Maybe consumption of wine, beer is not called eating in of itself, but here it's called eating because you're eating it as part and parcel of your mushroom dish. Right, says Gemara. Rabbi Yosi Shalom Min Adot. Rabbi Yosi learned from here. Shvua Shlo Ochal. If a person takes an oath not to eat, v'ochal and he eats, v'shasa and he drinks, ain't a chayv v'lachas. Only chayv one korban. So we see Achim and Shastia long linked together. I'm a chaver. I come Rabbi Yosi. The chaver said in front of Rabbi Yosi, and more than Basra.
read what comes afterwards. It says Shvua Shlo Ochal Vishlo Eshta. If a person takes an oath not to eat and not to drink, Vachal Vishlosan, he ate and drank, Chayev Shtaim. He's liable to two averus for eating and drinking. Right? So, if that's the case, you can't say, like we just said before, Shvua Shlo Ocha V'Ocha V'Shosa Eino Chai V'Elachas. You see what he said there?
It should be separate.
Yeah, it should be Chai one on Shasiya, one on Achila, right? So, again, says the Mavet. Rabbi Yossi said, Rabbi Yossi responded, Ilu misha yulufonav shnei kikarim. If somebody in front of him two loaves. Vamar, and he said, shvua shlo ocha kikar zeh, took an oath not to eat this piece of bread. The chazar, and then he said, now here the Kulin Ephraim throws in the words, V'amar shlo ocha kikar zeh. He said, I'm not going to eat this one either. In other words, he said, I'm not going to eat either of them. V'achla and shtenkach, he eats both of them, then he's the idiot. He eats them both together. Shema in the chayiv shtayim, it's not chayiv two penalties, right? Why does it chayiv two penalties?
That's a good question.
Well,
it's the same.
It's
kikar is a separate
chayiv,
which sounds strange.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And that's... So we see we don't combine when you take a shvua, you're not going to eat and you're not going to drink, so we don't combine eating and drinking together. Each one is its own separate avera. Okay,
that's because it is the way he articulated it. He said a separate shvua for each king.
Right. Right. Rabbi Chanan Rabbi Shem Pidchas Shamalom Min Adah.
That is true. He did articulate it twice. I guess it does make a difference.
All right, let's go further. Right, Chayyim B'Shem Pidchas Shamalom Min Adah. You learned that from here. Shvua Shelo Ochal. The person takes shvua not to eat. V'Ochal, and he eats. V'Ochal Ochlin Shem V'Achila, eats stuff which is like dung, not suitable to eat. V'Shas Amashu Shem V'Achila, which is here, drinks stuff which is not suitable to drink. Poti Zezem. Now it says that's all he did. Drank beverage. If he drank food which is suitable to eat, and then he drank beverage which is suitable to drink, he's chayav for having transgressed.
I put a period here, but I don't know why I did it. I put a period after chayav.
Do you have a period there?
Yeah, there is a period there.
Oh, so I didn't put it there. So I don't know what it's doing there. All right, well, if I didn't put it there, I don't have to figure it out. Says Maloshua. Don't. I'm not the Maloshua Shlo Ochal. Loshvu shlo ochal omar,
I forget what this line means. In a second.
It sounds like from the Korbanator that when it says chayev, you're only chayev one, and the raya is the shesia is b'chalal achilu.
I see that. I'm really not sure how I understand this.
Let's try and steamroll it through it, though. Let's start from the third to last narrow line. Rabbi Chananya, Rabbi Sharon Pinchas Shomel Amin Adah. What happened here? Shvua Shlo Ochal, if a person takes a shvua not to eat, V'achal Ochal Shem Ruim, he eats food which is not roi, V'achila, and the more important thing, V'shasa Mashu Shem Ruim V'shtia, he drinks beverage is not roi to drink, Pati is exempt. Now, why is that? Because he drank stuff which is not suitable to drink. Anlocha ochen shem u'yim achila. But if he...
What happened with the fact that he ate
that food? Right, it should be Mivnei Shalacha Oichlev Shem and Trust a Mashka Shem Ruim. That's what it should say. And Mocha Oichlev Shem Ruim Lachia, if he did eat food which is suitable for Achila, and Trust a Mashka Shem Ruim Lashia Chayev. What does Chayev mean? Chayev for both. So we see Oichlev Achila. He heard from here that Achila and Shastia are separate. Because the flip side of this is you're Chayev on both. Says the Gemara.
So if you're chayv on both, two chiyuvim?
One chiyuv per. Was he saying she is not bichlal achila?
So if he says this, that it's separate chiyuvim, then she is not bichlal achila.
That's right.
And he heard that it was.
No, he's proving that it's not.
Oh, okay.
He didn't say. It's just a shomer min adar, but what is shomer? We're proving now. So he's proving that Jasi and Achila are not the same thing. Okay? Excuse me. Says Mar Lo Shavush Lo Ochal. Lo Shavush Lo Ochal Omar. I'm such an idiot. Alright. I took the dot seriously. It's a mistake. The dot is a joke.
The one by
Chayv? Yeah, the one by Chayv is a joke. It's not such a good joke. Doesn't display a good sense of humor on behalf of the editor of the Gemara. But look, let's go back again. Even though you're chayev too, but why are you chayev too? Only because your shvuah was shvuah shlo achal. Well, the dot does work. It's not a joke. Sorry, take that back. So that's why you're chayev that shlisi is not bichal achila. Says Mar Lo, no, like you said, it's a comma. Shvush lo ochal amar. This is it was a shvush. If the shvush lo ochal amar, if the attack of the shvush talking about the shvush where he said I'm not going to eat nicha, then I understand mas nisan. That's a proof. The army shvush lo ochal, but that we see that shvush lo ochal includes not drinking. But however, karebi do amar shvush lo ochal shlo esther. My question is, according to Rebbe, who said that case is talking about where he took a shvur not to eat and not to drink. Whereas Rebbe says that case, where Chayiv too, is talking about where he took an explicit shvur not to eat and not to drink. So now we still haven't resolved, according to Rebbe, what if he only took a shvur not to eat? What's the status in that case? I want to know, according to Rebbe, what the status is. Okay? So it says more again, lo, shvur shlo chal. If you say shvur shlo ochal is the case, nicha masdisin armin shvur shlo nicha. That's good masdisin. The on armin could say that shvur shlo ochal.
The nicha is shishom armin hador. You can bring your proof.
Right, nicha is shishom armin hador. That's right. That you can bring your proof from here. But I want to know, however, Karebi domer shvur shlo ochal shlo ochal sheh. That case said, but he took a shvur not to eat and not to drink. What's the status in the case we just said not to eat? Rabbi China Shalom Minadoi, let them hear. Ochel v'shoy sebele machas, ain't a chayv el achas. What does it say in our Mishnah? Ochel v'shoy sebele machas, only one. So you see, it must be the same thing. Rabbi Yamar Shalom Minadoi, let them hear. It says, lo chalti pa'oni. Says, when you come to Beis HaMikdash and you say, I didn't misuse my maaser, so I said, I didn't eat boni. I didn't eat when I was oni. What about drinking? Did you drink when you were an oni? Why don't you say lo achalti v'lo shasisi ba'oni? So we prove from this that achil and shasi are one thing. Okay? Because he should have said both. Now, the next part, nicha, for the next three lines to shasiya, the Kormanator takes it all out. And he gives a different gear. So if you take a look at Kormanator in the fourth line down, fourth wide line. Hagi Garcina. Akidun Shamar Shvush Lo Ochal Vishasa. That's if he says Shvush Lo Ochal and he drank, So it's chayev to it's chayev for shasiyas b'chayel chila. From Amar Shvul Shlo Eshter. But what about the other way? Say Shvul, I'm not going to drink. V'acha. And again, he ate. Shasiyah. Another question yet. It's just made a statement. Now we're back in the Gemara. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines down the white lines. Someone learn that from here. Lo sucha lecha b'sharecha. Do not eat in your gates. This is my tishen, which is not being redeemed. Tiroshcha ze hayayin. Tiroshcha is wine. Yitzarecha ze sicha. And yitzar your oil. That's anointing. Torah calls it eating. Right? Torah says lo sucha lecha. So you see, shasiyah is b'cha achila. Says more, Feinu mechuver. It's not clear, meaning I don't like that drosha. Why is that? Because in Feinu mechuver, if that's true, that's the case, then yukah lemichut zacham, you should be like it if you anoint yourself with oils outside the wall. And we know it's not true. Even if you anoint yourself with the walls of my training outside the wall of your shlime, you don't get malchus for it. It's only if you eat or drink it. Yet if you want to say you take your drasha seriously, you should even be for anointing, right? Because as you just said that it's also the yitzar is referring to anointing. So it says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yisrochina, ain't looking chutz the chayma. So in general, we don't get malchus outside the chayma. El ma'aser shein torah shenichlus yishlam v'yotza. Only if it's ma'aser shein which exited already once entered shlam and then exited afterwards. Only then do you get malchus. Okay. Otherwise, it's just an iser. Uminayin sheinu mechuver. How do we know that sicha is not the raisa? Because of the tani, like that which we learned previously in the first halach in the mesa in the perek. The Shabbos b'mitzicha sheitanuk. The Shabbos, but all types of anointing are. You said they weren't permissible or forbidden. I think we said they're all permissible. Yeah, it's all permissible. It's for pleasure or not. Bench is permissible. Goras bihilcha kusa kamaitza. It's like etc. We already learned the rest of the statement in the first halacha. Minaychu. So. In other words, the tzicha is not really the raisa as we already learned before. Again, the same thing we said before, that you're supposed to use your truma for a kohen to use to anoint and not a non kohen. Similarly, something meant a mace, and you give the mace mana kohen toibah. You love it to takrichim. You're using it, the ma'aser sheni money for an takrichim. Dovah shuasa mimenu lemeis alchai. It's forbidden to buy any object, even for a live person. L'chai also koshkei meis, for a live person, certainly for a dead person. So, eizu dover shumutu l'chai v'osu l'meis, every omer z'sicha, and you're not allowed to anoint a dead guy with ma'aser sheni, but it sounds like you're allowed to anoint a live guy, at least a live kohen, with ma'aser, with oil of truma. Asher l'melech sayom. Now, how do you also forbidden to melocha on Yom Kippur? It says, kom melocha lo sasu. What's the onus with the punishment of Avatius and Evshahi? Ragged soul, Chorus. Says, well, Ahila is early, you know, Hayom. Avatius and Evshahi, comma, period. As early, you know, Yom, how do we know you have to afflict yourself during the day of Yom Kippur? Says, Gikol and Evshah lo suneh. The post goes on Be'etzma Yom Azeh on this day. The girl gets chorus. That's the Onesh. The Nichelson Evashai, right? Azhora, I'm sorry, the Nichelson Evashai,
that's the
Azhora. Onesh, the Nichelson Evashai.
Then the next part is
Azhora Lemlachas Halayla Leskan. Right. Nichelson Evashai is what's Azhora for the night, right? And onesh liskan, what's the punishment for the night? So it's about as horrible understanding the lie of Leisksiv. You don't need a pasuk for that. It's pasuk, right? Even though it says be'etzam ayomaz, and you might make a mistake and say it's not only the days. No, it also includes the nights. Don't make such a mistake. Hashem Elokish boy. Hashem Elokish has said, ask, ma'avila me'mar be'lo suna. El'lo socha. Why does it say lo suna? Why does it just say, don't eat? I'll tell you why. Because all normally the prohibition of eating is in a kazayis. The kambiko service. Here we wanted to say that the issue is what restores your soul, and that's more a kosevis. Now that it says lo su'une, that's how we know it's more, it's kosevis agasa. Because the impresis of kazayis is not satiated. It's not restored. Even if it is, it's not this, you don't keep it, you don't get chorus for it.
But he's not saying the owner, he's just saying the
iser. Right, I mean that, it's not going to be the same iser nor the same owner.
Really?
Yeah, sure. Sure.
I thought it's like when the iser just flat out is iser. Forget about.
No. It'll be separate iser and owner. Okay? So Kol Chishbuk is kind of the size kind of service. Amrav Eishar Rish said, "Yishomer pan velo suna hotlas as horon." Rabbi Eishar is trying to explain what the lav is by inui that you should get chorus for it because Enon Shemel came us here, but it never says, "Do not." Be afflicted, which would be the love, right? Mm-hmm. It just says never share lo soon ever nichrasa. So what's the love? Even though the word lo there means is in there, it doesn't mean don't do this. It means the soul, which is not moon against kores. So he says nevertheless, whenever we have a tari shomer pen or lo soon in our case, it's also a love. Hotlas azor, and these are also considered to be azoros. We use the slambage hammer. We say that they're also types of azores. Amrei Bichon Rechud said, first of all, Yishomer, I disagree with you. Yishomer means, it's a generic thing. It says, Bosa Amiro Shamarti, whatever I told you, Shulcha Yishomer. Be careful about that. For example, Yishomer Negat Saras, Lishmor Velasos, it doesn't mean there's a lav, right? Means, make sure to watch your Saras and not to do anything against it. So you disagree. Now, Tanya Rabbi Chia said, I have another source. So Chid Yerusha very often argued. I have another source what the Azhara by Inui is. Lo Yamra Onish be Melacha Shantzar. Shouldn't have said that you get punished for doing Melacha. You don't need it. He said, Lo Mimina Inui. I learned a Kavachar from the affliction. Mayma Inui Echakal. Inui, which is a much lighter thing. Chayav in Karis, the Chayav Karis, we don't do it. Malacha, Chamura, Malacha, which is more severe. Ain't no, didn't you Chayav in Low Karis? It does not a Kavachomer. Holon Emma, Unish Malacha. So why say you get Onesh, you get zapped for doing work on your Kippur? It's superfluous. Elite in Azor Lefonab. So it's Imeno Inyan. If I don't need that Onesh, so I may use it, plug it in, and use it for the Azhara for Inui, right? My owner should never be Malacha Azor Lefonab. Just like the owner should say it by Malacha. There's Azhar which precedes it. So too, Onesh Shenemar be Inui, the Pashur should say by Inui, Azhar Lefarav, there's Azhar which precedes it, even though it's not supposed in the Chumash. Doesn't say, but we assume it based on this Limud. Says, Ma'ar Mavizira, Hadam Aral, the mating Zereshava, Afilu Mufna Mitzad Echad. Zer said, this teaches us that we learn Zereshava even though it's only open on one side. Because we need the Onesh and Azhar which are written by, we need one Onesh. We need the Onesh, which is written by Inui. And there's no Azhara written, right? It's only the other side, which has an extra drasha, right? The Onesh by Malacha. So it's only Mufna Mitzad Echor. There's a superfluous thing there, which we can derive from elsewhere, but it's not Mufna Mishneh started. So maybe it's such a Kavachom we don't say. So we say here clearly, Rabbi Shulchia says we do. Om Rabbi Yudam V'lod Rabbi Kivai. This maybe this is like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Amar Lamedim Gzer Shav Al Pisha Eino Mufne. You don't need excess verbiage in order to make a gzeira shava. Right? There's a whole machlokas throughout Shas. I assume Bavli and Rishon. You need mufne, mufne mitzarecha, mufne mishnei tzorim. So those you never need mufne. Gzeira shava doesn't need any excess verbiage. It's a completely different type of drosha. It's not an excess verbiage type drosha. I have another gzeira shava. It says betzem ayom hazeh by melacha. Ne'er betzem ayom hazeh be'inui. Says betzem ayom hazeh by affliction. My betzem ayom hazeh shenemar melacha. Which is betzem ayom hazeh. It says by melacha lo chilak tabo ben yoyim b'lai. It's no difference between day and night. Ben osh la'asar. It's no difference between punishment and penalty. Meaning it applies equally to all of them. I betzem ayom hazeh shenemar be'inui. So too by betzem ayom hazeh. It says be'inui lo nachlako ben yoyim b'lai. It's no difference between day and night. Between punishment and warning. You know, I just realized, I don't know if this Yerushalmi holds of the thing of Ein Mazhir Min Adin. Because it seems here that we are being Mazhir Min Adin. Why are we learning the warning from elsewhere? Okay. Adkadun Krabi Kiva, that's like Krabi Akiva. Right? That he learns out this Gzeirah Shava. He doesn't need Mufna, so he learns the Gzeirah Shava. Rabbi Shmuel, but what about like Rabbi Shmuel? He holds unique Gzeira Shava Mufna. It's not Mufna. Says more, no, he has something else. Tari Shmuel, Vaisol Lachem Chukas Lom Chodesh Hashvi. This be an eternal law for you in the seventh month. This is a Hekish. Hekish Melacha Le'inui. Both things are written there together. A Hekish is not a Gzeira Shava. Gzeira Shava is I take word here, word there, build bridges. But that needs Mufna. Except according to Rabbi Kiva, of course, but Rabbi Shmuel holds in his mufti, you can't build the bridges without having foundations. Foundations are extra words. But Hekish is where the Torah itself puts two things in the same pasuk and says they're similar. So that doesn't require any extra pasukim, it's just logic. Okay? So he says, Hekish hakosuv, Hekish melach linim, my melach shesaychal, melach shechavim lekoreis, this I melach aved you this koreis, and asara. And of course there's Hora as well. Rav Avshalom Yochanan said, now I'm going to learn this whole Gemara about Yom Kippur, even though the other Mefarshim don't necessarily say that. I think it works. Rav Avshalom Yochanan said, Ocha Kiliya Kerem Loike. Now one could say it's only about the rest of the year, but I think it's only about Yom Kippur. If I Kiliya Kerem Yom Kippur, I might think I'm not Loike. Why? Because I'm reading something else about Chila, right? And it's a Chalisser, right? It says no because it's miyase yituve daite. It restores your. It takes away your inui. So you're not might be mani yourself anymore, right? Rav Avshalom Rav Yehon says hakoresis chiti truma. Loke means kore is the same thing because you get lot malchus for a kores. Hakoresis chiti truma. You chew raw truma on Yom Kippur Loike, even though it's not considered to be true achila, but it restores your sensitivities. Rav Avshalom Rav Yochanan goes so far, Hamakameh Choymet Shel Truma Loike. If you swallow vinegar of Truma, you get Malchus as well. Now, Hamakameh Choymet Shel Truma Mishayim is a Karen, even though, ironically, when you swallow chometz of truma, not on Yom Kippur, but the rest of the year, you pay the keren, the principle of Einu Mishlaim is a chomesh. You don't pay the extra fifth. Whenever you're a czar who ingests a truma, so if it's edible truma, you pay keren v'chomesh. But vinegar is not edible truma, so you only pay a keren. Right? Because you're just a damager, not an eater. But nonetheless, vis-a-vis Yom Kippur, it's misuve daite. So for Yom Kippur, you're going to get Malchus. Okay? Akoisis chite truma, some of you choose chite truma grain. Mishayim akaravain, Mishayim akal, is a chomesh. He also pays karen and not chomesh because it's not going to be true eating. Rabbi Omer Omer says, Omer ani, I say shum, Mishayim akaravain, chomesh because it is eating. Rabbi Yom Yishim, Shem, Rabbi Yom Yishim, Mishayim akaravain, if you swallow the chometz, actually, Gilly and Ephraim changed it to lifnei. If you swallow chometz of truma before you dip your bread, mishayin kerem chomish, then you do pay kerem chomish. Because in that case, the chometz combines with the bread to be a positive experience. Okay, so I think this actually argues on the Bavli, if I'm not mistaken, because the Bavli holds Angels of Chal Isser, and if you eat an avail on Yom Kippur, you don't get Malchus for Yom Kippur, because it was in the veil before Yom Kippur. But I think here Yerushalmi is saying, as long as it's Meshiv, it's Anefesh, right? So you're Chayef. So it's a very, very, very basic difference. And again, the Gemara until now was ambiguous whether it's talking about Yom Kippur the rest of the year, where it said Loika, Loika, Loika. But my Raya is this last line here. It says, Shachayim, it's Meshiv, it's Anefesh, right? So it seems that we're, the whole time we're talking about the issue of Meshiv, it's Anefesh vis-a-vis Yom Kippur. Okay? Tinokos say my name is from Yom Kippur Mishnah. Tinokos say my name is from Yom Kippur. Tinokos don't have to fast on Yom Kippur. Right? The Tara of Chura Potter Masisa. Tinokos say my name is from Yom Kippur. They don't have to fast. Vlomachan chimosam. They don't educate them to fast. Korim Lashana. Korim Lashana. A year or two before Bar Mitzvah Machanchim. Rabbi Yom Potter Masisa. Tinokos say my name is from Yom Kippur. They don't fast. But you educate them. Now here I switch the words. It's my own impression. Koidem l'shtayim. Koidem, for 2 years before mitzvah, you start educating them. Koidem l'shana. See, I switch the words. Mashlimim. A year before their mitzvah, they actually complete the fast. Okay, which is our current minute. Arechon. When do you start educating? Because it's a question, when you start educating, not to be matched, but to educate in general. Rabbi Yaakov, Rishim Bechlav, said, Kiben Tesh Kiben Esri, you can start educating when the time they reach 9 or 10 years old, and we will stop here for this evening.